Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you, Dayton Kane. Still sitting in and now joined by Colleen Allsburg. How are you?
Good morning, Dayton. I'm a little bit jet-lagged, just a tad.
Yeah, well, when you jet off to Hawaii and you come back, that's what happens, I guess. How was the trip?
Oh, it was amazing. Everything just went so well. We had great flights. Everything was on time. The American Airlines crew took very good care of everybody. We got to... Started in Oahu, so we did the craziness first, we always call it, get the Pearl Harbor and the city tours done and just experience Waikiki Beach, beautiful weather. Then we jetted off to the Big Island, which is my favorite, and saw Volcanoes National Park and did a day tour through that area. Absolutely love that scenery with all the lava and the black sand beaches. And then we jetted off again to Maui for a relaxing 3 more days, did a little whale watching. Fabulous whale watching. There were I'm whale happy now. It's just there were so many whales every day. We could just watch them from the beach and from our rooms. They said there's hundreds of whales there right now. Just getting ready to head on back to cooler waters up in Alaska in a few months. And then just some good relaxing time. Great people. I had such a fabulous group with me. They were so fun and so nice. We from the Midwestern areas, we're really good people, and we just became a family and had just a great trip all around.
Awesome. Now, is Hawaii having the same seaweed problem that we're seeing down in the Gulf?
Oh, no, not at all. No seaweed.
There's not a, like, 500-mile blob coming at the islands? No.
No, gorgeous beaches, good. Beautiful weather, yeah, absolutely.
So, you've been everywhere, except Antarctica.
Except, exactly.
Where does Hawaii rank on the list of places people should go if they haven't traveled, done that like big trip? Like if I'm going to do one big trip this coming year and I have never done a big one, am I going to Europe? Am I going to Hawaii? Am I going to Alaska? Like which on your list is the number one place somebody should go if they've never done a big, big trip?
Yeah, well, that's a loaded question because you know how much I love Alaska. But the way I look at everyone should see Alaska at least once in a lifetime. Everyone should go to Hawaii at least once in a lifetime and get in at least 3 islands because they're so diverse. And I love Mexico and it's easy to get to. It's a 3-hour ride, but it's Mexico. It's a little bit different. It's an all-inclusive sitting at the same place, maybe doing a couple of off excursions. Whereas when you go to Hawaii, you're in the United States yet. You're part of the union. You're just flying between islands or cruising between islands, and they're so different. Kauai, which I've been to as well, is very laid back and very lush and green and kind of rainforesty. Maui is probably everyone's favorite relaxing island. And then you have to go to Oahu for the history and learning about Pearl Harbor and all that. But it's great for families. It's great for romantic couples, singles. It has everything, and it's just some place that everybody should see at least once, for sure.
Okay. My godmother actually lives in Hawaii, and I've never been there, so I need to make that a destination trip.
I wish I had more friends in Hawaii so I could live with them.
Yeah. Well, nice. Well, we're here for the hour. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Just quickly, briefly, what do you guys do at Fox World Travel?
We are a full-service travel agency. We do it all. We do vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives, destination weddings. We are all-encompassing of everything and anything travel.
So we can talk about all of it. So
Absolutely.
Get your calls and texts in. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
914, a high of 27 today. My name's Dayton, in with Colleen, and Larry texted in at 855-616-1620. Since Colleen is becoming a regular on the Fox World Travel Show, why doesn't she have her own intro?
Well, thanks, Larry.
Isaac played a little Irish jig coming in for us to remind us St. Patty's Day was just yesterday. Did you drink green beer?
No, I slept all day.
Me too.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep, but I worked, didn't drink. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. And Frank in Kenosha, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. My daughter and her family of 5 are flying into Barcelona this summer. and we were wondering what's the best transportation from the airport to the hotel.
They do have something called the Aerobus, Frank. It's a shuttle that connects from several of the terminals at the airport to the city center. So it just depends on where that hotel is and how close they can get to the city center. Also, we work with a company called Viator. It's Viator.com. If you look at Viator.com.
Yes, I'm familiar with that, yes.
Yeah, they're very reliable, and then you can get something ahead of time so you feel a little more confident when you get to the airport that you have something waiting for you. So that's a good suggestion.
It would be fine. My concern is, the size of the vehicle, because with five of them and five suitcases, you know, it has to be a big enough vehicle.
Oh, for sure. And they definitely can do that. And, you know, Uber is getting bigger and better everywhere, too. And then you can order, the XL size of Ubers to make sure that you have enough room for everybody. Oftentimes, they have people that'll come in maybe a Suburban or a minivan that would definitely hold five people.
Okay. Would you recommend, I know we do that ahead of time, but how about, would you recommend doing that for the transportation from the hotel to the ship, or wait till we get there, or wait till they get there and work with the concierge?
You could also, I would wait, probably. I wouldn't do that ahead of time, and that's usually a pretty quick shuttle. And the hotel may even offer that shuttle for them.
Yeah, they do not, but it's not that far from the port, I understand.
Right, yeah. Most of the, when I was in Barcelona last time, we just took a taxi, actually, and a quick and easy trip over, and it wasn't too expensive.
Okay, that's great. So thank you for your information, and you have a good day.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Have a good weekend. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It's Fox World Travel Show. Colleen in this week instead of Rose. My name is Dayton. We do have a text here from Joanne. It says, good morning. I'm largely a single traveler. For the most part, I've been around road trips around the U.S. However, I'd love to cruise to Hawaii or Europe. Do you have a rough idea of what the upcharge would be for a single person on either or both of those?
Well, let's see. If you'd want to cruise to Hawaii, what I would probably suggest is flying to Hawaii and taking Norwegian Cruise Lines or NCL. They have freestyle cruising, and they have a single supplement, not necessarily a waiver, but they have particular cabins that are meant for singles. Mm. And they're a little bit smaller, obviously, but they don't bring those prices up at 200% like most of the cruise lines. So if you're looking for a little bit better deal, that would be one of my suggestions for cruising Hawaii. And Europe, they do some repositioning cruises that are really quite cheap. So if you get out to New York and you want to cruise up over to Southampton or to Le Havre, France, and do one of those repositioning cruises that gets you to Europe, those are usually pretty economical as well. But most of the time, anytime you cruise, it's about a 200% single supplement. Unfortunately, you pay double because you're paying for both beds in the cabin. Usually only you pay one set of taxes, but they can be, the pricing can be just about anywhere, just depending on what time of the year you want to go and what kind of cabin you want.
Okay. Thanks for that question. Let's go to Nate in Cudahy. Good morning, Nate. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. I've got a friend and I who are considering a round trip through Europe, and we're thinking about hitting either Frankfurt or Munich, but then Prague, Vienna, Budapest, and Northern Italy. And just wondering where would be the best place to start. Would be the best to fly in? And
I would probably suggest flying in, like you said, either to Frankfurt or Munich. Both are good starting spots, and you can get some decent flights from Chicago direct, actually, to either one of those places, and then go from there. You could tack on, do maybe a Rail Europe and do some trains between each of those cities. It's very easy to get around unless you're getting a car, then you can also do that as well. But starting in Munich or Frankfurt is perfect in Germany, and then just maybe getting your air in and out of there, doing a round trip.
Sounds good. Hey, one more question. If we don't necessarily want to go peak time for tourism, so would you consider spring or late fall as a better time to go?
I would probably say late fall. We usually do our trips to Europe in September, October, and by the end of October, things start getting, you know, a little bit more, the prices are getting a little better, the crowds are going down, so by late October would be fantastic. You still have decent weather, get some fall color, and then you don't kind of hit that rainy season that you would hit in spring.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nate. Have a great weekend. Speaking of Germany, the Old German Beer Hall doing halfway to Oktoberfest today.
Oh.
So all kinds of specials going on.
Should I like take a little detour on my way home tonight?
Yeah, you're going to go right by it, right?
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Go downtown out that way and you'll hit it.
Oh, so fantastic.
It is a Fox World Travel Show. Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Colleen Ulzberg on this week. My name's Dayton Kane. We'd love to hear from you on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. A high of 27. We'll see some scattered flurries this evening, but for the most part, clear, cloudy, cold. Both. Like, it's a combination of everything happening today.
That was a shock to my system.
It was really cold. That wind
today, oh my
burst,
God.
That was not nice. So let's talk Hawaii. Let's
Absolutely.
Go there. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go to Wendy in Greendale. Good morning, Wendy. What's your question?
Good morning. Yes, in April, we're going to Oahu for a wedding, and four of the nights I wanted to stay on Waikiki Beach to really just enjoy going out in the morning, walking on the beach, you know, seeing the ocean at night, sitting out there on our lanai. And we already booked, but we could cancel at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Waikiki Beach Resort, and I wanted to get your opinion on that. It's my husband and I, not children, and I'm curious what you think about that resort, because I could cancel and book something else potentially that's maybe a better suited for adults or quieter.
Yeah,
do you have any suggestions?
Sure, Wendy. There are so many hotels to choose from on Waikiki, so it's kind of based on what kind of price you want to pay for it. The Hilton Hawaiian Village is actually a really nice hotel. Keep in mind that most of the hotels on Waikiki are pretty old, and the rooms aren't always huge, and a lot of them have been upgrading their rooms. I know the Hilton brands are really doing a good job. I just stayed at the Outrigger Reef, which is at the very end of Waikiki, not really attached to the beach itself. You had to kind of go around a block to get to it, but it was right on the water and very secluded. If you want something just opulent and lovely, the Royal Hawaiian is one of my favorites as well, but I can't afford to stay there. But I think you could look at that as an option. It's really a nice hotel. The Sheraton Waikiki is good too, but I think what you've got booked right now is actually pretty nice. It's kind of a mid-range hotel.
Okay.
And it's in a good spot.
Yeah. And I'm okay that the rooms aren't remodeled. That's not my concern. I'm not going to be in the room all day or anything like
right.
that.
Right.
So, well, that's good to know. The second question would be the Pearl Harbor tour. My sister went ahead and just booked like the free reservation, I guess they have, where, you know, we've got a spot for 10 a.m. Is that really locked in, or would you recommend? I've heard someone say, you might want to actually go through like Viator or something and pay for a U.S. Memorial, you know, time slot.
Yeah, no, I think what
what
you did was fine, and they do kind of stick with that timing though, so be kind of prepared for that. And what I might suggest though, because doing Pearl Harbor, you can do that on your own. You don't really need a guide through that. They have two really nice museums in there, and then you'll go see the presentation. They do it a little differently now, but you go into the theater and watch the movie about the invasion that day, and then you'll take the little tender over to the memorial over the Arizona. So that's all kind of an included thing. And then what I might suggest is that you just do get the tickets for the USS Missouri as well. That's really interesting, and there's an aviation museum there too, and you could spend maybe half a day doing everything at once and just hitting it all and getting it done, and it's really nice. So other than, you know, if you book it through a tour company, basically what you're going to be paying for is the shuttles back and forth, and you can, from Waikiki, you can Uber, or probably the Uber is going to be the cheapest, maybe $30 each direction.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Wendy. Enjoy that trip. Sounds like a good one. Speaking of Hawaii, let's stick with this text here. Is there a particular time of year that is less touristy than others?
Probably in the summertime. As you know, that most of us from the Midwest try to hit the bad weather times in Wisconsin. So we're there in December, January, February, March. But as you get into probably the summer months, it's probably a little less touristy. It's always busy, but not too crazy. And then just keep in mind, it's pretty temperate temperatures. I mean, it's pretty moderate throughout the whole year. It doesn't really fluctuate too much. So
nice.
Anytime's a good time.
All right, let's go to Penny in Maguanago. Good morning, Penny. What's your question?
Good morning, guys. Hey, we are interested in booking that Alpine Christmas trip in December and also looking at some river cruises. Our concern is that right now I see that the COVID requirements have really been relaxed as far as the shot and testing and that. I'm just wondering, and I know you can't say for sure, but would you guess that possibly may come back? My concern is that we book the trips and then they change the requirements. And we've been told that the insurance wouldn't cover cancellation for that.
Like you said, I that's totally a guess on my part whether they're going to bring that back. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything that's coming back.
Have you seen, though, in your travels that they're asking, you know, that the countries and places are asking for any kind of proof?
They're kind of getting a little bit less with that. I mean, the Globus Vacations just dropped their policy to have the shots or show any COVID cards. I just went to Hawaii with them, and they dropped everything on March 1st. So that would probably go on to Europe as well, everything with Avalon River Cruising and anything Globus European. So they have relaxed those rules and regulations right now, and I have not heard that they were bringing anything back in the near future.
Okay. Yeah, I had looked at we're interested in a Uniworld River cruise also, and they've dropped it too, but no one will, you know, if I book it and then all of a sudden they say, no, we changed our terms, then we're kind of in trouble. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, just thought, was looking for your insight on that.
Sure.
All right, thanks, Penny. Have a great weekend.
Thank you much.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts. We have another half hour to go. Get your calls in at 855-616-1620. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jessica Gatzo. Good morning, Jessica.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg on with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. Before we get off the Hawaii front, we just got a text here that said, we stayed in an upgraded room at the Hilton in Waikiki, a separate tower. Not much higher price, but we did have our own pool for the tower, which was amazing. So think about that, I guess, as we were having that conversation. Let's go over to Mary in Kansasville. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning, Dayton and Colleen. Thank you for taking my call. I've worked with Fox World in the past with my daughter, and we went to Paris, Nice, and Grasse in about 2019 and are looking forward to another similar type trip, and I am asking your expertise and some suggestions. We're looking for about 12 days, 3 days in Paris, and then visiting some of the chateaus, and what you would suggest for the world now. I had called for suggestions last year, but it didn't work. This year it might, so I'm looking forward to hearing your take on some suggestions.
So I'm sorry, you're staying for 3 days in Paris and you want to do some things outside, like the chateaus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been to Versailles? That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
And we were thinking of maybe, you know, traveling to another area, staying there, and would like to visit some of the other chateaus. There's one, I think I cannot pronounce it, Sensen-Sau. It's known as the woman's chateau. You'll probably know what I'm talking about.
Actually, I don't. That's a new one for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there's so many beautiful chateaus out there. Have you gone down to like the Giverny area or Honfleur in that toward Normandy, down that way?
No, what would you suggest?
Well, I love that region. I mean, I love all of France. There's always a chateau to be found, no matter where you go. But Bayeux has a beautiful chateau with some tapestries, which is in that area as well. But I like Giverny because that's where Monet's mansion is. It's beautiful in the gardens, his Japanese gardens that he painted, the lilies and all that. And then you can go on to Rouen, and that whole area, that whole Normandy Valley is just amazing. And it's a short trip, actually, from Paris. Get there pretty quickly. And we have people there. We've got some friends of ours that do personal tours as well, so you can always get them to pick you up by car and take you out to that area. Mont Saint-Michel is amazing as well. Auvers-sur-Oise is, I love that place. That's where I'm a kind of an art freak, and that's where Van Gogh painted his final years.
Could you repeat that again? You're talking a little faster than I can write.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear.
I just heard that, and we're the same way. Travel those areas and they're gorgeous.
Auvers-sur-Oise is, I wish I could spell it for you, but if you look up where Van Gogh painted his final paintings, that's where the little town is, and beautiful little chateaus there. Lots of Deauville on the coast is very ritzy and has some places that you might want to check out, as well as Honfleur. Lots of wonderful areas to visit.
Sounds like France is just good anywhere. Just drive.
Yeah.
You'll find something nice.
I appreciate that. I liked hearing your take also on hiring somebody to drive us around a bit. That might be the next step of the journey for us. Yes.
Well, definitely give us a call, contact us. They can get a hold of me, and I can give you some more information during the work week, and I can get back to you and let you have the numbers, and we can see if we can set up some personal tours for you.
Thank you for your inspiration. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Colleen Ulzberg and Dayton Kane here on the Fox World Travel Show. Let's go to Mark in Pewaukee. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. I have a couple questions about cruising to Alaska.
Okay.
I mean, we've never done it before, and I'm just wondering, which cities are we talking about as far as, you know, starting destinations? You know, is it Seattle? Is it Vancouver? Where do these cruises generally begin?
If you're looking for round-trip cruising, you just want to spend a week, then you can do it from either Seattle or Vancouver. You can also do one-way cruises, either northbound or southbound. Your northbound cruises, most of them start in Whittier, Alaska, just outside of Anchorage, or Seward, which is just south of Anchorage, about 3 hours. And those, the main cities you're going to hit are going to be Skagway, Juneau, and Ketchikan. And then there's some other little more unique stops like Sitka, Alaska. If you do a round-trip cruise that goes out of Seattle, you do need to hit a foreign port of call yet, and that would be Victoria, British Columbia. If you do a round trip out of Vancouver, you're sailing out of your foreign port, so then you can get up a little bit, we don't have to stop in Victoria, although it is a beautiful place and a lovely spot to explore. And if you are cruising, I would look at your itinerary and definitely do Glacier Bay National Park. To me, that's a must-do when you're cruising Alaska. It's a 65-mile-long fjord. It's got hundreds of glaciers, tidewaters, alpines, whales, bears on the beaches. It's got everything. So kind of hit that as well when you're cruising.
So I've heard in the past there's these, like, these two-week tours, like 1 week you spend on the ship, another week on land. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely. I've done about 36 of those. So all of our tours, I personally put together two different itineraries. One is a 7-day land that starts up in Fairbanks and goes south to Denali and then on to Anchorage and Seward. And then we do a southbound cruise for 7 nights. That's one of our most popular tours. And then the other tour that we do is a little bit off the beaten path. We start in Anchorage. We go north to Denali, we go up to Fairbanks, and then we fly over to the Yukon Territory where the Gold Rush started. We do some fun nights in Dawson City. Then we take a beautiful bus ride down to Whitehorse, the capital of the Yukon Territory, and we continue on to Fraser, British Columbia, where we get on the White Pass train. That takes us down to Skagway and a 4-night cruise on a ship that takes us to Vancouver. And both of those itineraries end in Vancouver. We do the land first because it's very busy and I want to get that over with, and then we can relax on our ship and then have a shorter flight home from Vancouver.
Okay. Wow, sounds like there's a lot to choose from. I guess I got to get on the computer and start researching a little bit.
Yeah, and our 2024 Alaska programs will be out very soon. In fact, I have contracts already set up, and I'm going to be working on them this week. I just got back from a group trip, so I want to get going on Hawaii or on Alaska next.
All right, this is a loaded question, but is there any way you can kind of give me a ballpark of what these things cost? Or is it just too much?
Well, it depends on the which itinerary you choose and what kind of a cabin you want on the ship. So ballpark it without air, I would say a 14-15 day land tour would be between $4,500 and $5,200 per person, and then you add on your air on that.
Okay. All right, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Mark. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. When we come back, we will talk to Al in Milwaukee, and we'll take more texts that are lined up here on the Old National Bank talking text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Scattered flurries this evening. A high of 27 today. Dayton Kay and Colleen Allsburg here. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talking text line. Colleen, how does the price of a cruise cost? How much does it cost? The difference between through a travel agent versus booking on my own?
The prices should not be any different. We're looking at the same thing that you would be looking online. In fact, sometimes we can find better deals for you booking through a travel agent because we can do some comparison shopping as well. And we can also see any promos that they might not be showing. But we should pretty much be seeing the same thing, if not better, than what you would get on your own.
Okay, nice. If you have any time, please... information on the seaweed in Playa del Carmen. Thank you.
Wow.
How crazy is that thing?
I can't believe that's still going on. That's
just
nuts.
Tons and tons. It was funny because when we were in Mexico this last time, I said, there's more seaweed than I remember like a decade ago when we were coming to Mexico. I don't remember this being an issue. And then we get back here and the news is showing just these it's like 500 miles long or something. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they're dealing with it as best they can. They seem to be scooping it up every morning. You're seeing tractors going through now. They're much bigger equipment. It used to be two guys with a rake they could handle it, but now it's big tractors that come through. So they're doing the best they can. If anything, I've seen where they've actually made a path through it so you could get to the ocean. It's still there, unfortunately. I even saw that in our last group that went to Punta Cana, to the Dominican, that they were dealing with it now too.
Yeah, we had it last year when we were in Punta Cana.
Yeah, so it's just something we have to, you know, it's a new norm, I guess, and we just work around it. It's really not that serious. I mean, you can still get in the ocean,
right,
and you're not going to be affected by swimming in the ocean, but it's still there.
Another text here says, best way to find last-minute travel deals.
Well, of course, that is definitely to call Fox World Travel, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Check us out or send us a request online at thefoxworldtravel.com. We've got some good stuff still coming out there. I just got an update from Funjet, and that's also includes Apple Vacations, Travel Impressions, all different ALG companies. Right now, if you want to travel last minute to Breathless, which is a really nice resort down in Cancun, they have some good deals. A three-night deal is, it's $1,059 per person. A four-night deal is $1,229. And a seven-night deal is $2,029 for that great hotel. And then also one of my favorite properties is the Royalton, and the Hideaway has some deals right now. That's three-night is $1,029, a four-night is $1,289, and then the seven-night is $1,859, which is an incredible deal for that gorgeous hotel.
And that includes airfare and everything?
Right, yeah. Those are charters out of Milwaukee. So you still,
nice.
The charters are still running. They're going to go for a little bit yet, so get in on those Milwaukee charters and get in some good last-minute deals. So if you're not fussy about when you go and just kind of have an open agenda, you can actually get some really good, nice prices.
FoxWorldTravel.com or 866-GO-FOX-GO if you want to talk to them. We will be back. We have one final segment coming up on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning to you, Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulsberg here. Scattered flurries this evening, a high of 27 today. We do have one final call here we're going to take. Al's been so patient in Milwaukee. Thank you, Al. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm going to the BVI April 4th through St. Thomas. And what COVID requirements do I need to be concerned with, like restrictions, COVID tests, the vaccination card, when I arrive in St. Thomas and then go to Tortola and the BVI and return to the U.S. at St. Thomas?
Well, St. Thomas shouldn't be a problem because that is part of the U.S. But if you're going to the British Virgin Islands, let me look at that real quick for you. I think you're going to be okay as well since you are traveling through. But I just want to check something real quick for you, Al. How long are you staying there?
9 days.
9 days. Okay.
Nice.
I wish I was going with you. That sounds lovely. It says most travelers from the U.S. Virgin Islands can enter British Virgin Islands without proof of full COVID-19 vaccination. It looks like everything will be well. There are some restrictions, but for U.S. citizens, it says only that a COVID test may be required, and that's usually something they might do randomly. But proof of pre-departure COVID test is not required.
Vaccination card not required. Yeah, it doesn't sound like.
Yeah, looks like you're really good. All you need is a passport.
Okay, you know, how would a person replace their COVID history card?
I know that I have been able to pull up my vaccination records online through. I don't remember what the website was, but it was very easy, and then I could just print it off. If you Google COVID vaccination card, you can it'll actually pop up, and it'll tell you how you have to enter in like your social security number and some information, personal information, and then it brings up all the vaccinations you've had within the last. Mine were like 10 years.
Make sure you're on a legit site, though, before you start entering your Social Security card.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
How do you make sure?
Well, if it ends in .gov, you should be pretty good.
Yeah, and if it's an HTTPS where it's a
secure... Well, that's a secured link. That doesn't necessarily mean it's
okay.
A legit website. But.
Yeah, so I'm not... Yeah, don't hold me to that one, Al, because I am not a lawyer, and yeah. I work in the travel industry, so...
Good luck, Al.
Yeah,
I guess is what we're saying.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day. 855-616-1620 is where you can always talk to us. 866-GO-FOX-GO is how you get a hold of Fox World Travel. Are you guys still open on Saturdays or has that ended now?
Nope, we're still open on Saturdays. We do end next Saturday will be our final seasonal Saturday that we're open all branches from 9 to noon, except for Oshkosh. But we're still pretty busy, so I still think it's a good idea to give us a call to schedule an appointment or ask for an appointment online and get that set up so you're not disappointed and waiting too long in the office. If you should just do a walk-in, just give the ladies a heads up. And if you want to visit us on Saturday, next week is it. That's
okay.
Our last one.
Then it's spring. Spring starts Monday.
Right.
So
let's hope so. Because it certainly
wasn't
today.
Well, it's supposed to warm up. It's going to be a lot of rain, it sounds like, next week, but it's going to get warmer,
yeah.
Which is nice.
It was quite the shock to my system going from beautiful 80 degrees in Hawaii to 12 degrees this morning when I left in Oshkosh.
The last couple of days have been cold.
Yeah,
it's not been nice.
Not good.
And that's why we travel.
Absolutely. So give us a call. We'll get you out of here.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Are you here next week or is Rose back?
I am here. You got me one more week and then I think you're
it's
done with me.
It's becoming the Colleen Allsburg Show. I appreciate you having the time to come down and do this. And I know it's quite a drive for you,
yeah.
So get back safely.
It's been fun. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the guys from Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.